Hey, small towners, it's Mayor Matt Seal. I've had an incredible time hosting now 4 seasons of Small Town Podcast. We've been to 3 different states, and there's more to come in the future. It's been so exciting getting to visit so many great small towns and talk with the people that live and lead there. I've been reflecting on this journey recently, and I decided to replay the episode, well, actually 2 episodes, where it all began. Whether you've heard this one before, or this for the first time, I hope you'll enjoy listening to my very first interview for Small Town Podcast with the former mayor of Willacoochee and the current county commission chairman of Atkinson County, Mr. Lace Futch. Small Town Podcast is made possible by generous support from the Georgia Municipal Association. GMA supports Georgia cities. Small Town Podcast is supported by Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company. Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company is a full-line supplier of products for the water, wastewater, and natural gas industries, and they serve utilities and public works departments in cities, large and small, every day. As a family-owned company with a legacy that began in 1960, let Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company show you that they are dedicated to service.
I hereby call this episode to order.
Hey, small towners, it's Mayor Matt Seal, and this is episode 1 of the Small Town Podcast. Today, we're going to go visit a small town not too far away from my own small town of Osceola, Georgia, and we're going to visit with a man that's been around a little while, seen a few things, has a few stories to tell. We're going to go visit with Lace Futch in the small town of Willacoochee, Georgia. Come go with me. Growing up in coastal Georgia, I only thought I lived in a small town. Soon as I graduated high school, I moved to the big city of Atlanta for college and to start my life. My life is a journey, and I ended up in Osceola, Georgia. Population 3,400. We've got 2 traffic lights here. We're not looking to get a 3rd anytime soon. Some years later, the people of Osceola made me their mayor. Man, I love living in a small town. Other folks do too. This is the Small Town Podcast, and I'm your host, Mayor Matt Seal of the great city of Osceola, Georgia. Small Town Podcast is sponsored by the Douglas Coffee County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Authority. Our nation is going through an incredible transition right now. There's a mass migration to small towns and rural communities. People are seeking out vibrant communities with great entertainment, recreational opportunities, low cost of living, and strong local economies. If that sounds like something you would like to find, then I invite you to discover the city of Douglas and Coffee County, Georgia. Visit coffeegachamber.com to find out why the Douglas Coffee County community is a great place to visit and an even better place to call home. So here we are traveling from Osceola to the city of Willacoochee, Georgia. From Osceola to get to Willacoochee, Georgia, it's just a little bit to the south. Today we're traveling Georgia Highway 90, which goes straight from the city of Osceola to the city of Willacoochee. And Osceola Highway 90, sometimes known as Lax Highway, because it goes to Lax, which used to be a much bigger town. Now a few homes, a few churches, and now sometimes just called Lax Crossroads. It's about halfway between LAX, not to be confused with the very large airport, but Lax, right on the county line of Irwin and Coffee County, pretty close to the Atkinson County line. So we're making the drive through some really nice country. We're in Atkinson County, and there's the Willacoochee city limit line. Welcome to Willacoochee. I understand there's still a sign that lists Mayor Lace Futch, even though he's no longer the mayor of Willacoochee and has moved on to Atkinson County politics. We'll see if we can find that sign for you. Well, since Mayor Lace Futch is now Chairman Lace Futch, and Willacoochee is not the county seat of Atkinson County, his current office where he conducts business in his new political role is actually in the city of Pearson,
But Mayor Futch has agreed to meet us at his office he still keeps in his great city of Willacoochee. So we're headed there now off of US 82 in Willacoochee, Georgia. All right, I just turned on to West Marshall Avenue. See the building now. It's actually along a street with some industrial businesses. Got a lot of things going on here. I think we're going to hear about some of that today. So let's go in and meet Lace Futch.
Well, I'm now honored to introduce my first ever guest on the Small Town Podcast, Mr. Lace Futch. He is the former mayor of the city of Willacoochee. He is the current chairman of the Board of Commissioners of Atkinson County. He is a former president of the Georgia Municipal Association. So, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, welcome to Small Town Podcast.
Thank you, and welcome, Mr. Mayor, from Osceola, Georgia, to Willacoochee.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll just jump right in. We've already said so many things, and now Mr. Futch already was telling me stories. I said, now wait till we get to recording. These are too good. So first, I just want to just talk a little bit about you before we get into your love of your city of Willacoochee, for sure. You've told me, you've actually made this a point of bragging. You were born and raised in the city of Willacoochee, and I think you were the first mayor, you said, to do that. So tell us about growing up in Willacoochee.
That's right, Matt. I was born and raised in Willacoochee and delivered at home by a country doctor, Dr. Shellhouse, in frosty morning, October the 13th, 1938. Never will forget that morning. It was real cold that morning.
You remember it?
No, I
was going to say that's impressive.
But I grew up here in Willacoochee, and I've always loved my town, Matt. I didn't get a little bit sentimental when I start talking about it. I grew up here, and when I grew up in Willacoochee, there was only one place to work in Willacoochee, and a lot of people may remember McCraney Brothers Wood Preserving Company here in Willacoochee. And they probably worked 50, 60 people. A lot of people out in the woods that brought in fence posts, green fence posts, and logs to be peeled for what they call barn poles. But anyhow, I got a job there, and to say that about McCraney Brothers.
Now, how old were you when you got the job there?
I was probably 35, 36 years old.
And now what happened before that? Now, you didn't just get born in 1938, and then all of a sudden you're 35.
Well, before that, I was in the United States Army.
Okay.
For 2 years, and proudly served my country. I never did get sent overseas. I was, might as well have been, because I was stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. And as folks know, Fort Lewis, Washington and Tacoma and Seattle is a long way from Willacoochee, Georgia.
That's right.
It's not like I could come home every weekend, but I did. I stayed 2 years in the United States Army, and I'm proud to have served. And then after I got out of the Army, I joined the Georgia Army National Guard.
Okay.
In Douglas, Georgia, in the 848th Engineers Company. They're still there today. And my job was a mess sergeant. And
keep everybody fed.
I kept everybody fed, and they were happy, and I kept them fed well. We had what they call a master menu, but being kind of strong-minded like I am, sometimes I didn't follow the master menu. The things like I'd fix would be neck bones and rice, different things that wasn't on the master menu, lima beans and ham hocks. I'd fix that. We got along there. I stayed in there about 18 years. Could have retired, but an old general over in Bainbridge, Georgia, General Griffin, they got a weight plan in the military now. You can't be over a certain weight. So I was overweight. They kept weighing me, and I kept trying to lose weight, and that's a hard thing to do. I quit smoking about 45 years ago, and that wasn't as hard to do is stop eating, you know. But anyhow, General Griffin called me and says, I'm going to have to let you go out of the National Guard. I said, why, General? He said, you're overweight. I said, well, you know, I said, I know I am. I said, I love to eat, General, and I'm sure you do too. I said, but now let me ask you a question. I said, would you want to eat with a skinny mess sergeant? And he thought a minute. He said, well, no. I said, well, I just proved my point right there, General. But anyhow.
I've heard it said never trust a skinny cook, so I guess that goes
along
with what you're saying.
I've heard that too, but we did eat good, and I know still know a bunch of my friends that's in the guard with me at that time have died. Johnny Phillips, C.A. Veal, guys like that, they went on. but a bunch of friends are still living. I love every one of them. But I you know, again, like I say, I grew up here in Willacoochee, and to be honest with you, I love my little town. And I don't like nobody to throw off on it. They say Willacoochee. I said, yeah, it's a Creek Indian name. It means water. You know, anything like Chattahoochee, Withlacoochee, all of that means water. The Coochie or the O-E-E, you know, means water. I said, it's a Creek Indian name. I said, I know it sounds funny. I said, but I still love my town. I said, That's right. Wouldn't do anything to change the name or anything like that.
So after the Army and the Georgia National Guard, you came back home, and that's when you got the job with McCraney Brothers?
Well, no, before that, when I got out of the Army, I run a laundry route for a while out of Douglas, and I worked at a supermarket in Douglas. I can't remember the name of it, but anyhow, I worked there for a year or two, and me and my first wife lived in Douglas on East Bryan Street. I can't remember the lady's name we rented from, but anyhow, that didn't last that long, so about 2 years. And then I got through with that, and then I ran a laundry route for about a year or two, and then I quit that. And then I think I came back to Willacoochee and went to work at McCraney Brothers.
All right. And you're about 35, you
I
said.
I'm about
then.
35. All right. And, you know, to be honest with you, Matt, time goes by in a hurry. We don't realize it till we get older. And then after I got through with McCraney Brothers, I ran for the city council first against one of the McCraney brothers.
Uh-oh. Did that jeopardize your work, your career?
No. They didn't. They wasn't mad with me or anything.
Okay.
George McCraney, who was a council member in Willacoochee, I ran against him, and they were so sure that I wasn't going to win that they didn't do any politicking at all.
They didn't bother putting up much of a campaign against
didn't.
You, huh?
No, they didn't.
So it's just you and him. And what year was that?
Just me and him. That was 1966, okay. 65, something like that.
All right.
But anyhow, just me and him, and at a late date, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they seen that thing wasn't going to work out is what they thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So they got busy and went to politicking.
And how long before the election? Just like a week or two before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There at the end.
No, it was the same day of the election.
Oh, it's day of the election.
Same
they were out
day.
Trying to rally the troops to come in and vote.
They tried to motivate folks to vote for George. But he didn't. I don't think he asked anybody to vote for him. But his brother, Shasta, was walking around or riding around asking folks to vote for him. But to be honest with you, I got along great with all of my black folks here in Willacoochee.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've already always been able to carry 90% of the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But wound up, and I beat George. I think I had 128 votes, and he had 116, I believe.
I was going to ask what the population was at the time.
It wasn't many people.
But you're talking about a voter turnout of less than 300 people for your council race.
Yeah, I won that, sat on the council a while, and then a friend of mine and I opened a...
Now, I should ask this. You said that they didn't hold it against your work, so you still worked at the McCraney Brothers.
I still worked at McCraney
while you were serving in the seat that was held by one of the McCraney Brothers.
I applied then, and at Warren Robins, Charles Lee, who was the person in charge of the hiring at Robins Air Force Base, he hired me to work in the electronics division, which was soldering gyroscopes and what those a lot of those things, and then I was able to get a transfer to Moody Air Force Base. I stayed there a while, and then I ran for mayor. Yeah, and I was elected.
What year was that?
I think that was in 1978.
1978, okay.
Yeah, it was a good year for me, but it was kind of tough for me, too, because at that time, my son had gotten sick with cancer. We were making a lot of trips to Gainesville and back to Shands. We spent a lot of time with him. And like I told you a while ago, I think about him every day.
Yeah.
You know, you can lose your mom and daddy, and you can lose your brother or sister, but when you lose one of your young'uns, that's like tearing part of your heart out, you know?
So you said, when we talked before, I think you said he died in
1980. January the 26th, 1980. Mm. If he lived another 5 days, he'd been 21 years old.
Mm.
Big old strapping boy, played football for Atkinson County 4 years. And he had a mole on his arm and kept bruising it, and he went to the doctor there in Pearson. I do feel kind of bad at the doctor, but I guess he didn't know what he was doing. He cut it off in threw it in the trash can.
Oh, no.
Didn't have a biopsy made of it. And 3 years after that, my son was dead. You know, it's... But after that, I came back to Willacoochee, and me and a friend, Gerald Lee, opened a grocery store right where Mary's Restaurant is today.
Okay, downtown.
Downtown. And I was a meat cutter. I learned how to cut meat while I was at Moody Air Force Base at the commissary.
Okay.
But anyhow, then
I figured you would have learned that as the mess sergeant back in the Army.
Well, yeah. My daddy was a meat cutter, but my daddy was also a rural mail carrier, and he carried the mail out of Willacoochee for, I think, 45 years.
That's something that it still happens in a lot of rural communities where one person ends up having several jobs.
Well, yeah. My dad was born and raised in Barron County. All of my kin folks are in Barron County and Cook County. But I got a sister that lives here and a bunch of nieces and nephews that lives in Willacoochee.
Mm-hmm.
And I love every one of them. We have a family reunion each year. I used to have it here at this building here, and that was too small over there in that big room. And
family got too big.
Yeah, I show you that before we leave.
All right.
But anyhow, I owned the No Name Bar. I've owned it since 1991. I know that.
Oh, I was going to get to the famous No Name Bar story. Yeah. All right.
But anyhow, I decided let's have it down there. So I went to Sam's and bought $1,200 worth of chairs and tables and brought them back. And we had the reunion at the No Name, and I had something over 100 people there that was my kin folks and friends. We had a great time.
So as far as you went back, you were talking about the grocery store. Let me go back to that. So okay, it's the early 80s. You became the mayor of Willacoochee in 1978. In the early 80s, you decide you partner up and start to open a grocery store in downtown Willacoochee.
Right. And then after we'd done that, I opened my own little meat store across the street, which the railroad, the old Atlantic Coast Line Railroad, I called it, was still there.
Yeah.
It was across the railroad in a little block building. That little block building is still there today, but it's the roof's falling in.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I stayed there a while, and I didn't make any money there, so I finally quit there. Again, like I told you, I ran for mayor, and when I first started, I was doing it full time. And the council seen that, and they decided to give me a salary. So I worked for a long time for $250 a week. You know, but back then $250 was pretty good.
Right, right.
So we went on with that for a while.
But pretty much that was your full time job as far as time, but not as far as pay. Now you said they gave you a salary. Does that mean before that the mayor was paid no salary when you first ran?
The mayor paid, I think, $50 a month.
$50 a month when you first ran in 1980.
1978.
$50 a month.
I stayed on the city council now 2 years, Matt, before I ran for mayor. Mr. Wingate, who was the current mayor, we went in and he decided not to run again, so that's when I decided to run. And a good friend of mine, Bud Davis, that worked at McCraney Brothers with me, decided to run against me.
Okay. So you weren't running against the current mayor, no incumbent, but you and someone else you worked with.
A new guy, Bud Davis, and he had his kinfolk and everybody up here from Florida to have him politic, and he did. And it wound up at the vote count, I beat him 2-1.
Wow.
And then later on, I had more opposition from two people.
So in Willacoochee, I know terms are sometimes different. Is it a 4 year?
2 years.
It's a 2 year term. So every 2 years, you had to run for mayor.
Yeah, but they've been increased now to 4 years.
Okay.
But anyhow, I had two people run against me one time, and I beat both of them 2-1.
So you got two-thirds of the vote, and they shared the other one-third.
Right.
Wow.
Then the council decided to raise my salary. Hey, I think they got me up to $500 a week. And I think I was worth every dime of it. And I started, you know, but like I say, I grew up here in Willacoochee, and I was actually the first mayor to serve as mayor that actually grew up here in Willacoochee, was born and raised in Willacoochee.
Because everybody before you everybody come from before somewhere me else.
Were transplants.
Now, probably local, right? You're talking Douglas, Berrien County.
Yeah, they were kind of local. A lot of them raised on a farm, they moved to town and all that. But anyhow, I was the first mayor to serve as mayor that was born and raised in Willacoochee, but I guess that comes from me loving my town like I do. I care a lot about my town. I love Willacoochee, but I love my county, and I also love the city of Pearson.
That's now, right, because now you're in charge of the whole thing.
I'm
you used to focus on Willacoochee,
thing,
and now
we just got elected a new mayor of Pearson, Robert Johnson, and Robert's a good young man, and he came and talked to me yesterday, and that he's really going to need my help. And I told him I'd be glad to help him any way I could.
Now, let me ask this. Willacoochee is not the county seat.
No.
Pearson is the county seat of Atkinson
well,
County.
Well, that happened back in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
And Willacoochee used to have three doctors, four lawyers, two dentists, all kind of stuff. Douglas, city of Douglas, used to have to come to Willacoochee to get their mail.
Oh, wow.
Because they didn't have a railroad through Douglas.
It's not like that anymore.
It's not like that anymore. That was way back in the early 1900s.
So Pearson was smaller than Willacoochee at that
Pearson
time.
Pearson at that time was smaller than Willacoochee.
Was Willacoochee the county seat?
Nope.
Okay.
Never was always, a county
was seat, always
but they sat on their tails, my leaders here in Willacoochee, and not thinking, I don't guess, that it was important, but they created a county seat in Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody didn't say anything about it, so that's where it's been ever since.
Okay.
And, you know, with the county seat being in a place, you've got other folks that locates there, like your Board of Education
right.
office.
Well, that's where your courts are. And
courts are. All of your officers, your county probate judge, your county clerk,
mm-hmm.
all of that. But anyhow, I think if I'd have been living at that time, you know, maybe the courthouse or the county seat would have been in Willacoochee.
You'd have fought for Willacoochee.
I'd have fought for Willacoochee. Another thing happened along that time is we had a depot there. It was built in about 1885 here in Willacoochee,
mm-hmm.
and built out of what we call the old fat lightered lumber.
Yep.
I mean, they had boards in the floor that was a foot long, wide, and then probably about 3 or 4 inches thick,
mm-hmm.
solid fat lightered. Mr. Wingate at that time was the mayor, and they sold the depot to a fellow named Carl Dixon up here in Lapaw, and his son is there and operates the fertilizer place and peanut place. He tore it down and moved it, and that broke my heart because I ride along there all the time, and I can visualize us keeping that depot and making a museum or and some offices and different things just to preserve it, you know.
Right.
It had a large loading dock on the back.
There's a lot of smaller cities and in rural areas in South Georgia that now regret having not been as good
do.
About historic
now,
preservation.
The city of Tifton saved there.
Yeah. There's several cities that have, yeah. and they're better for it now, certainly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Over in Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, Thompson, Georgia.
Right.
Good friend of mine lives over, Bob Knox. Bob is a past president of GMA also.
That's right. I have the pleasure of meeting him as well.
And Bob is an attorney and super nice guy. They saved their depot over in Thompson, and that they got a lot of different things in it. And of course, Douglas saved their what we call the old Georgian Florida Railroad Depot over in Douglas, and they've got a museum in it today. And we had the Georgia and Florida Depot, and McCraney Brothers owned it, bless their hearts, they owned it. And I approached them about selling it to the city of Willacoochee or giving it to the city of Willacoochee. And we could have moved it on some city property. And no, they didn't want to do that. So about a year after I asked them that, the thing burned down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it burnt just completely gone, you know, and that broke my heart too.
Irwinomics is the producer of Small Town Podcast. We also handle digital production and marketing for small businesses that help small towns survive and thrive. In today's global and very digital world, your digital presence is just as important as your physical presence, if not more so. Irwinomics helps clients with all aspects of digital communications, from website creation and maintenance, social media management, email lists and newsletters, digital content creation, including audio and video production, and making sure that all of these things are working together to build your business beyond the city limits and county lines, so you can focus on keeping your small town community strong and vibrant. For more information and to see how Irwinomics can help guide you in growing your business, go to Irwinomics.com or contact us through Small Town Podcast. That's IRWINOMICS.com. Irwinomics. Helping small town business thrive.
Now, let me ask you this, going back to Pearson as the county seat. And
yeah.
Now you're over the whole county. So the Pearson and Willacoochee, the only two incorporated cities in
right.
Atkinson County. Has there ever been or is there now a kind of a rivalry between two
Always
cities?
Always had been. Absolutely.
Well, tell me about that.
A long time ago when we was going to school, a guy that just died in Pearson, Clifton Parker Nugent. He was a pharmacist. I knew him all my life. Anyhow, he just died just about a week ago. a long time ago, and I'd say in the late 40s, early 50s, what they would do, they'd load up a busload of boys in Pearson to come to Willacoochee to whip the Willacoochee boys, you know. But and they caught here, and they got off the bus, and Clifton Parker, I think he just beat two of them right to start with. And after a few minutes, they loaded back up on the bus and went back to Pearson because they couldn't do nothing with these Willacoochee boys. They were tough, you know. And then we consolidated a little community called Kirkland out here, schools to Willacoochee. And never will forget the Jefferson boys. And they were tough, too. They chip and dip turpentine. And a lot of people know what that is today. But Perry Jefferson, who's dead now, was a good friend of mine, graduated from high school with him. Me and him, we just got in a boxing match, and he beat the shoot out of me. I won't say the other word. And we got on the ground, and where we went to school, they were sand spurs. Do you know what sand spurs are? You know, the things that stick in you?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Not the prickly pears, I call them, but sand spurs.
Okay, yeah.
Anyhow, we wrestled in them sand spurs.
And got them all over you.
Got all over me. It was out there at the old gym, and it's still standing today. It was at the Willacoochee School. Finally, we accepted the Kirkland boys and the new folks that moved from out here at Temperance, we called it, between here and Lax and Osceola. And Fred Polk has got a brick house on the left there, on the left going out towards Osceola, right where the school used to sit. And, of course, you know, years ago, Willacoochee schools burned.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a beautiful school built in 1912. And I went to school there, and I went to the 11th grade. Then they consolidated us with Pearson, and we moved to Pearson. Of course, we went through boxing matches again.
just all at the same school instead of being from different schools. So when you were growing up, how many different school systems were there in Atkinson County?
There were.
You said there was one in Willacoochee. Pearson had their own. And at some point, Kirkland, which is an unincorporated area, they had their own school.
Right. And also the little community of Axon, Georgia.
Okay. So you had four different ones.
Right. We had four different schools.
And then Kirkland came into Willacoochee.
Right.
And then just near the
Axon
end of your school.
Came into Pearson.
You all consolidated into Atkinson County.
Yeah.
And so there's a little more getting along, although I imagine there's a little bit of city rivalry even at school.
Oh, absolutely they were, yeah. Shoot, yeah, they, you know, it's hard for folks, new folks, to get used to one another.
Sure.
And boys, young'uns, you don't want to show who's superior, you know. And, you know, you talk about bullying today. Well, we had bullying back then, too.
Yeah.
Boy, Bill Polk tried to bully me. Well, we got into a boxing match, and, of course, he whipped me, but then we had a boxing match another two or three times. He finally got tired of that. He said, let's just be friends. I said, okay, we'll do that. And we were friends all our life.
Well, that worked out better than instead of boxing matches all the time.
Bill died.
So as the mayor of Willacoochee, how did you interact with your colleagues over in Pearson, and how has that changed now that you're the chairman of the whole county commission that's supposed to take care of both cities?
I got a job. Governor Miller hired me in 1990, I think it was. Matt, to be the executive director of the Georgia Environmental Facilities Authority.
Okay.
And
you were the mayor? Did you have to resign as the mayor to do that?
I did have to resign, okay. Yeah. So
you were the mayor of Willacoochee for 10 years, or 12 years, between 1978 and 1990 when you resigned the seat to take this position that Governor Miller gave you. Okay.
And I had a loan fund of probably $500 million at that time. And I had a board I had to work with, and I stayed there close to a year. And I used to talk to Phoebe and Peggy. They were my two city clerks when I left. And I talked to them. I said, girls, I can see I was on the 21st floor of the Equitable Building right there at Five Point.
Okay.
I was there. That's where my office was. And I'd wear my overalls once in a while, and I'd get on the elevator, and I'd ride up. And them lawyers, you know, with suits and ties on, they'd kind of look over at me and,
now, I was going to ask you that because I've never seen you not in a pair of overalls and a similar shirt underneath
it. Normal clothes, you know, I did. And
so did you wear? But that's what you wore when you were in Atlanta on the 21st
floor. Well, I would have cookout day, and I'd wear my overalls.
There you go. Okay.
But them lawyers look over at me, and I just laugh to myself. You know, I said, "That's all right, guys. I probably make more damn money than you." And I probably did. And when Governor Miller told me how much the salary was. I said, "Damn, Governor, I didn't make that much hauling putwood." And boy, he got a laugh out of that. But I think Governor Miller done a great job as governor of Georgia. But
so now, how long? Because that's, you said all the words, but I would call that GFA now. In fact, the city of Osceola
that's what they call it, Georgia Environmental Facilities.
That's right. We just got a program through some GFA funding, part loan, part principal forgiveness that we're taking advantage of. So that's still in today. So how long were you the executive director of GFA?
Probably about a year.
Okay, so 1 year.
And then a job came up Waycross at the Regional Development Center.
Okay.
Just like
they don't call those anymore.
Regional Commission. Now, yep. We were located in Waycross out in the old industrial park at the airport there in Waycross. Jim Higdon and I were just like that. You've heard of Jim Higdon?
Jim Higdon from the Georgia Municipal Association. Yep.
And DCA.
Okay, that's right.
DCA commissioner for 26 years.
Okay.
Super nice fella. But anyhow, we were good friends, and the job came open, and I applied. Higdon helped me a lot with it, and I really appreciate that. And they hired me as the executive director of the Southeast Georgia Regional Development Center. And I came back south.
Right. Come closer to home.
And to be honest with you, the way I like Atlanta is in my rear view mirror about the farmer's market. You know, Atlanta's a great city, and I'm sure it's the engine of Georgia. But it's not all the engine. You've got a lot of other spark plugs out here.
That's right.
In the hinterlands of Georgia.
That's right. So now how many, because I'm familiar, I'm with the Southern Georgia Regional Commission now,
right,
which is what that is now. But when it was the Southeast Georgia Regional Development Center.
Yeah.
And how many counties was it responsible for? Because the current regional commission has 18 counties.
Nine counties.
It was nine counties. So it was a smaller.
I
know there was a merge.
Wound up taking away a county from Valdosta.
Which county did you take away?
Berrien.
Okay.
They moved in with us. You know, John Leonard, I don't know whether you remember John or not. John's a great guy, super nice fellow. But they moved the county commission. And the city of Nashville, who was the largest city in the county commission, if they voted in favor of moving, then they could move. Enigma, Ray City, Alapha didn't have anything to say about it.
You know, they didn't care either way.
Well, the mayor of Alapha did at that time because he was the vice chairman of the South Georgia.
Of region, their regional development center.
But they moved, and we represented them well. But now, to be honest with you, we represented the 18 counties, the entire 18 counties, with the aging program.
Okay, Council on the Aging.
About and yesterday.
We actually take advantage of that in Osceola, too, at our senior center.
We were responsible for that and all the senior centers and the senior meals, home-delivered meals, congregate meals. We've done all of that. We work for our seniors. I love my seniors here in Willacoochee, and they love me. I just sent 3 boxes of oranges around there to the senior center. My guy that works with me from the county, Ricky Moore, he delivered them for me, and my sister's around there, and she put them in a little closet. Because if you don't do that, the seniors will get into them. They'll be about like a bunch of young'uns, and they'll just, you know, they'll all be gone.
Just taking them.
They're going to do them at Christmas, and that's what I want them to do.
All right, so executive director of the Regional Development Center. How long did you do that?
Ooh, 18 years.
18 years. Okay.
Yeah. And really, to be honest with you, that's where I created some retirement for myself and the other employees. They're going to be able to get a good retirement. We had our retirement with one of them cutthroat consulting companies, I guess you could call them. In 1 year, we lost about $500,000.
Oh, from the retirement fund?
From the retirement fund because they were invested in the stock market. Well, we wasn't getting anything, but the guys was investing for us. They got paid all the time, you know, because they'd take their fee. Well, we decided to move. We moved it to the Georgia Municipal Association GMEBS, Employees Benefit System, Retirement System. And it's done great ever since. I think we got, in that retirement system, that GMA, I've heard we got close to $1 billion. So it's pretty strong. I get a check every month, which is nice.
You're retired now?
Well, I'm not retired. Hell, I'm not going to retire, man.
You do too much to be considered retired, I think.
Again, I've seen people retire. My daddy retired and lived 2 years and died.
Oh, goodness.
So I said, you know, I'm going to do something as long as I can, you know, to stay busy, to keep my brain and my body active. Of course, I tell you, to be honest with you, I can tell I'm getting older. I'm 79 years old, but I loved every day of my life. And I love every day that I'm going to get from now on, I hope. But to be honest with you, I know I can tell that I'm slowing down, Matt. It's
well, you're still an active part from what I see.
And, well, I know. I like to accomplish things. And going back to Mayor Willacoochee,
I was going to ask you now. You were the executive director at the RDC for 18 years.
Yeah.
What made you decide to leave that after 18 years? I mean, 18 is plenty, but what was it?
We combined.
So during the merger.
Southeast and South combined. And John Leonard was the director of South Georgia. And John, I could have got out and out politicked him, you know, and with the members, voting members of the board.
Sure, sure. Just decided to.
I felt like after that time I'd been there, that was enough. But I love my employees, and they love me.
Yeah.
I'd walk around the building every morning and speak to every one of them. Not only that, I'd go by Holt's Bakery in Douglas and get them about 3 or 4 dozen of donuts about twice a week. And I'd get them still hot, and I'd wrap them up in my coat or cover the box and keep them warm.
Yep.
When I got there, they were still warm when I got to the building. They love me, and I know they miss me, and I miss them. But, you know, life goes on.
What year was that, the merger of the regional commissions?
That was in 2009, I think it was, or 2010.
So 2009, you've already done several things. Now you had a state level position. You came back and had a regional position that helped out all these counties. And after the merger, decided to come home to Willacoochee.
Right. I came back after I retired from the RDC, ran for Mayor Willacoochee. And when I qualified to run, I didn't have any opposition.
Okay.
So I was elected overwhelmingly. Then I served for that time. It was 4 years. Then the next time around, I had some opposition from a black guy, Gary Hall, here in Willacoochee. And Gary's a nice guy. He just about beat me, to be honest with you.
So it was a close race?
It was real, real close. I mean, skin tight. In fact, he carried me to court a couple of times.
For what?
Well, challenging the vote, you know.
After the election?
After the election. Okay. I won by, I think, went up about 2 or 3 votes is what I won by. And, of course, he had the right to challenge that.
Sure, it was that close.
And he did, and the judge ruled in my favor. I served as mayor again, and about halfway, a little more than halfway through that term, the office came open, the race did, for county commission chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was well-known all over the county, and the people of Pearson thought the world of me. And the guy that I was running against, Terry Morris, Terry's a good fella. But he can't deal with people. He don't know how to deal with people. He gets excited. If he don't get his way, he gets mad. And, of course, we've seen a lot of folks like that. But anyhow.
Now, was he the incumbent?
He was the incumbent.
So you ran against challenged the man who was already the chairman of Atkinson.
Yeah, he was already the chairman. And I beat him just about 2-1. So I took office in 2014. I guess it would be 2014 because I go out in 2018.
Okay.
I took office in 2014, and we've done a lot of things since that time. I've been known for using a lot of inmate labor. Me and the new warden of Ware State Prisoner, just like that. We get along great. He's a super nice guy, young fella, but he does a good job. And I've used inmate labor, and on our new courthouse /jail,
mm-hmm.
that we're building right across in front of the bank there, going out 441 towards Douglas on the left. I got inmate labor doing that. So they're saving us probably $250,000 to $300,000 in labor costs to build that jail for us, which is great.
Yeah.
They're paying back the taxpayer, you could say. But most of them in there are nice folks, Matt. And I go by most every day and speak to those guys. I feed them. From Corbett's restaurant down there, it's country cooking. And what they bring with them in that sack is a bologna sandwich and some what they call mystery meat. They call it Rottweiler, I think it is, meat. They don't like it. But they love the food that we feed them. And I feed them every day.
They're excited to come to work for you because they know they'll get well fed. That's good.
They love coming. And I feed them every day. And once in a while, I'll feed them steak or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did here about a month ago. I fed them steak. They just enjoy working down here with me. And I got 4 of them over here working on the building, the shop building for the city of Willacoochee. You know, it's right well, going down Old Florida Road. They're just about through there, but they've done a super great job. We're just fortunate to have the inmate labor.
Now, you just said that your term ends 2018. Does that mean you'd have to run for election again next year?
Next year.
Do you plan to run again in 2018?
Well, my response to that is, and several people have asked me to run, Matt, but my response to that is, if my health. That's the only thing that would.
So if you're going strong, you'll keep going on?
Well, yeah, and if I'm like I am today, when qualifying, I think is in April or May mm-hmm. of next year, which isn't long off.
That's right.
I'll probably qualify to run.
All right, let me ask you some more. These are lightning round questions to get so that people can get to know Lace Futch a little better. If they don't know him already, and people that do, maybe they'll get something new out of this.
Okay, all right, good.
So do you or have you ever had a nickname?
Actually, my name is Marion June. My mother named me that. My aunt wanted me named that. But John Wayne's name was Marion. And he overcame that. And he changed his name to John Wayne. And when I was about 3 years old, a fellow that lived over in one of Daddy's houses across the field started calling me Lace. And I was named after, I understand, a fellow by the name of Lace Swain. Nicknamed, and that stuck with me. And I've been called Lace ever since. I signed my checks Lace. I signed my deeds as Lace. I signed all of my, everything I signed the county checks is Lace Futch.
So your given name at birth is Marion June Futch.
Right.
And at age three, and someone started calling you Lace after someone else named Lace. And it stuck.
And it stuck. And I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it for the world. I love it. And I tell people, you know, I'm Lace Futch from Willacoochee, and they'll look at you crazy, you know. Because Futch is not a common name, but it's German originated. And if you mess with it much, you'll futch it up.
All right. If you had to sing a song, do karaoke for the honor of Willacoochee, what would be your go-to karaoke song?
Probably would be our old school song, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, good thing the words would be right in front of you for the karaoke then.
Yeah, I would.
No pop song or nothing from.
Well, not really. I like country music.
All right, got a favorite that you would do karaoke to?
Well, shoot, man, I can't think of one.
All right, I'll come back to that one if you can. Do you have a secret talent or a party trick?
I don't know that I have, you know, that's kind of a loaded question. I guess you could say it's not secret. It's my being able to deal with people.
That's a good talent to have.
It is a good talent to have. I can deal with most anybody.
All right, we've already talked about how you love food and make sure that everyone else likes your food too, but do you have a favorite meal or a favorite dish?
Absolutely, barbecued ribs and potato salad.
All right. If you could go to any concert of any singer or band, dead or alive, who would you go see in concert?
I would go see Statler Brothers.
Statler Brothers in concert.
Well, small towners, just as we did before, we will play the second part of this first ever small town podcast interview on our next episode. Thanks again for listening, and thanks as always to our season sponsors for season 4 of Small Town Podcast, the Georgia Municipal Association, Consolidated Pipe, and the Douglas Coffee County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Authority. Thank you all for supporting us as we explore and share some great small towns. I'll talk to you soon, and y'all are welcome to come to Osceola anytime.
Small Town Podcast is an Irwinomics production. We release new episodes every other week featuring small towns through stories of the people who live and lead there. Our podcast episodes are made possible with editing assistance from Resonate Recordings, who also mixes and masters all of our episodes. You can subscribe to Small Town Podcasts on iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and the next episode will download while you sleep. You can also leave us a rating and review, which would help us reach new listeners. We'd really appreciate it. Beyond our episodes, you can engage with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about us and the small towns we visit by visiting our website, www.smalltownpodcast.com. We'd love to show all you small towners out there some great images from the small towns we visit and let you know about festivals and events you can participate in. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you real soon, because there's no place like Osceola, Georgia.
We stand adjourned.